To Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. You're on the Contact Show, and I am Pat Shea, your host. Coming up this weekend on Sunday, July 19th, will be the Jefferson County Fair. It'll run from the 19th through the 25th. And today's show, we're going to be interviewing a couple of the performers that will appear at the Jefferson County Fair in Brookville starting this Sunday through Saturday the 25th. So we're going to go to a commercial and we'll be right back to introduce our guests.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
And we're back. If you just joined, you're on Connect FM at 96.7 or 99.7, and you're on the Contact Program with Pat Shea, your host. Today, our guests are going to be Sindel Flores and Brent Terhune that will be performing at the Jefferson County Fair. Are you guys online?
Yeah, I'm here. This is Brent.
Brent, thanks for joining. We are excited that the fair is coming. That's something that kids look forward to every year. And you're going to be one of the performers. I assume you've performed at county fairs before?
I've not a county fair proper, but I have done fairs. I've been under a picnic shelter and looked out and seen the Ferris wheel and smelled all the elephant ears and all that stuff. So I just did an outdoor show last Friday, and it's funny, I've never been heckled by a helicopter before. Oh. So that was a first.
Mm-hmm. Yes, not many people would get to experience that. I know I never have. Well, what can the fairgoers expect from your show?
Yeah, we're gonna have a good show. I know it doesn't translate over radio, but I'm a ginger, so if somebody smells SPF 100 at the fair, it's probably because they're downwind to me. I talk a lot about family, talk a lot about animals and cats. One of my favorite things to do is to talk to the audience if they have weird pets. That's one of my favorite go-tos. And just recently, I asked the audience that, and this guy said he had a pet raccoon. He plays in a band, and the raccoon sits on his shoulder when he plays live. And I said, what do you even feed a raccoon? And he said, rotisserie chicken, marshmallows, and Reese's Pieces. And I was like, man, that's a crazy way to find out I have the same diet as a raccoon.
Yes. Well, that sounds pretty tasty to me, too. I love rotisserie chicken. In fact, I love to eat, period.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's the fair. I'm going to pull up, and the fair's dangerous because it's got all the foods that you're not supposed to have. I love the... You know, if I was eating deep fried Snickers mid-November, we got a problem. So I only eat deep fried foods when it's about 100 degrees outside.
Wow. Well, your fried food matches the temperature of the outdoors, too.
Yes, sir.
Well, you have millions of views online. Is it different making people laugh through a phone screen versus live on stage?
Yeah, so I've been doing comedy total about 20 years and videos for probably the last 10. And it is different because with a video, you can do multiple takes. If I don't feel like I nailed what I was trying to get done, I can hit pause and then re-record it. But with a show, it's live. So there's no safety net. So And that's the beauty of a live show. Sometimes you make a mistake and that's the bigger laugh that you're going to get anyway. You live in the moment. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you make those mistakes and it's a thing that's never going to happen again, hopefully. And we all get to laugh at that one moment. And then it's something you get to take home with you. You know, the guy was great. You remember when he messed up that one joke and he got fake mad and we all laughed at it. Yeah. So there's no safety net with a live performance, which is fun. That's where the adrenaline comes in.
And I'm sure that gives you something for the next show. You just carry it forward.
Yeah, you use it and you know, sometimes if you can make that mistake again on accident, I've made mistakes a few times and you realize, man, I can get a laugh there. I should have known that from the start.
Well, how much of your show is planned and how much just kind of happens in the moment?
Yeah, I show up and I'm prepared, but sometimes you can't prepare for, you know, getting heckled by a helicopter or anything like that. So you do have to roll with it. It's stand up comedy, but there's a bit of improvisation in there as well where you have to react to things. So you roll with it. And sometimes you can't recreate what happened in the room or in the theater or in this case, the fair. So you have to acknowledge it. And, sometimes that's where the comedy gold is something that you didn't even plan to happen.
Yes. Now, we had the Fair Board treasurer, Mrs. Fasheen, here a week or two ago, and she told us that the comedy show is G-rated. Is that true?
Yeah, we're going to be, you know, nobody's going to leave our show offended at anything. So that's the big thing is, especially at the fair, you're out there with your family. You don't want to hear something that you're going to leave and be like, man, we shouldn't have done that. And that's also a big thing that I try to do with my show is if you come out to see me at a theater or anywhere you see a show, my main goal is that you leave thinking, man, I'm glad I did that. That because we're all paying for, you know, when you do a show, you pay for babysitters or parking or that's your one night out for the month. I want to make it as good a show as possible. That's very important to me.
Well, I can tell you, I appreciate that. It's a family guy. I have a preschooler and that little guy picks up things faster than I do. And when he hears a new word, unfortunately, it's often a bad word from the neighbor kids. He repeats it and we have to tell him that's not something you're allowed to say. So I'm glad your show won't be encouraging all the kids of the area to learn some new words. Although
I might have some new words, but it'll be like ubiquitous.
Ah.
I'm going to teach you some $5 and $10 words, hopefully.
That sounds good. They need to learn some multi-syllable words. That makes me wonder, do you ever tailor your material for one of your shows to the community that you're performing in?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a thing where how could you not sometimes? How could you not acknowledge the fair atmosphere? I've done shows that, you know, I even did a show one time, one of my early ones in a wrestling ring. I opened up for wrestling and inside the steel cage. So I was performing in the round or in the squared circle, I guess, in this point. So you have to make up some jokes about wrestling or the fair. And I feel like the audience leaves, you know, thinking, oh, he put a little more time and effort into this than his same old act.
Well, that's great. And you know what? If you ever do decide to take up wrestling, you've got a name all ready to go. You can be Ginger Boy.
Ginger Boy. I've also, if I'm going to be a luchador and wear a mask, I've considered Albino.
That's cute. Well, you might have to give that a try sometime. I was afraid when you were in the ring, they might have just assumed you were one of the wrestlers.
You know, with wrestling, you never know. So my back is hurting just thinking about starting wrestling. So I may have to pass this time.
I don't blame you. I'm not looking to get body slammed either. What would you say has been your most memorable audience interaction during one of your live shows?
You know, probably I just told you the story about the raccoon guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one of them. Another one, you know, I mentioned I talk to people about their animals because I think it's fascinating. You can talk to the audience and be like, oh, what do you do for a job? That's kind of the standard thing. Another one I had is who has weird pets? And this lady raised her hand and she said, I have chickens. My favorite chicken is named Rhonda. And when it storms really bad outside, I bring Rhonda in the house. And I said, of course, well, doesn't Rhonda poop in the house? And she said, no, I have chicken diapers.
Oh.
So I had to pull the show over because you can't just say chicken diapers and then hear that and then keep going with your show.
Right.
So what she would do is she would take the, you know, old COVID masks and put the mask on the chicken's butt and then the little strings on the wings like suspenders.
Oh, well, whatever works, huh?
That's like one of my favorite things because when have you ever heard that term before? I didn't even know people did that. So, you know, I got cats. I haven't had to use the chicken diaper on them yet, but that's always have it in my back pocket.
Yes. Well, cats are thankful for their litter box, and I am too. It's nice how well they use the litter box, but those diapers are good to know if I ever bring chickens in the house.
And I don't know if you guys have a radio at the, or a rodeo at the fair, but I imagine that's pretty, as close as I'm going to get to a rodeo is trying to put a chicken diaper on my cat.
Yes, Friday night we have a professional rodeo starting at 7 at the Jefferson County Fair. So if you're there, you'll get to see that rodeo, and I bet they'll have bigger animals than the chickens.
Yeah, I think the chicken diaper's not going to be going, I'm not going to be going 7 or 8 seconds or whatever it is on a bull.
No, me either. When you're at the fair, our listeners are dying to hear, what is the first food stand that you look for?
You can't go wrong with like an elephant ear, especially it's that smell. As soon as you get out of the car, your cartoon character kind of picks you up and pulls you over. But the lemon shake-ups, there's all the fair food that you can't get anywhere else, or hopefully you can't get anywhere else. So I love an elephant ear. I love anything deep fried. If you can fry it, man, I'm there. So, if you hang out, but I think, I live in Indiana. We had our state pie, which is a weird thing to say, is sugar cream pie. And one year we had deep fried sugar cream pie. So it was bad food on top of bad food. And that's what made it delicious.
I guess so. Although I wouldn't think there'd be too much left of the pie after you stuck it in the fryer.
Oh no, I don't know how they did it. And there wasn't too much of the pie after I was done eating it. So,
well, I guess if they can fry ice cream, they can fry pie.
I don't know how they do it, but I'm glad they do.
You'll have to learn that mystery. You'll be a wealthy guy. You can go into the fry booth instead of the comedian business.
That's dangerous if you teach me how to start frying things. I'll leave that to the professionals because you can't just have me at home 3 a.m. deep frying pie. That's dangerous.
Yes. And how's your weight? Have you been able to not gain a whole bunch of weight? I'm afraid I'd be 400 pounds if I was around the fair every day.
You know what? I'm trying to hit the gym, but man, is there deep fried pie out in the world. Let's just leave it at that.
I gotcha. Well, it certainly would be hard to be svelte when you're around all that fried food.
Oh, yeah.
Where can our listeners follow you and keep up with your latest projects? Do you have a website or something they could go keep an eye on?
Yeah, the website is brentcomedy.com, just my name and comedy.com. Or I'm on all the social media stuff. That's just how it has to be when you're a comedian, entertainer. You got to go where the people are. So if you're on a social media, search Brent Terhune, and I'll probably pop up, maybe literally next to you, but probably on your phone or computer screen too.
Gotcha. Well, that will be something our listeners will do. Remember, BrentComedy.com to keep up with where he's going to be next. Do you have a tour of Vegas planned anytime soon?
I don't have Vegas yet. I'll be in Little Rock, Arkansas here in 2 weeks. I'm doing a tour of the Southeast starting in January, February. I'm hitting a lot of cities there. So, and it's weird. Sometimes you get the call the day before and you've just added a new city to your tour. So I would join my mailing list on BrentComedy.com, or especially follow me on Instagram. That's probably where I'm most active, but you never know where I'm going to pop up.
Gotcha. And they'll probably come up with some new social media site for you to jump on too.
I know they will.
Now, Brent, are we able to have the other guest today as well, or was she maybe not able to call in?
I know that on my email stuff, they said 8:45 is when they were going to call in. So I don't know if they're on the line yet.
Cindy, are you here? Oh, I guess you have to disconnect, Brent, but thank you so much. You've been very informative, and I'm sure our listeners enjoyed our conversation. We have to hang up to let Sindel come on in to the show.
Yeah, great talking to you. I'll see everybody at the fair.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
Connect FM at 96.7 or 99.7. Remember to try both, 96.7 or 99.7. Wherever you're at, you may notice a little improvement in the signal if you try out both of our numbers there. And if you just joined, you're on the Contact program. I am Pat Shea, your host, and today we've been interviewing the performers that are going to be appearing at the Jefferson County Fair. And Sindel, are you on the line? Not yet. We have a performer that may not be able to come in due to some technical difficulties, but the Jefferson County Fair starts this weekend, July 19th, and it runs through the 25th. Now, what's great about Sunday is starting at 1:30 p.m., the opening ceremonies will start, and it's free gate admission for the whole day. So that is a perfect day for you to take your family so that you can have an inexpensive day at the fair. And by the way, the admission to the fair is only $12, so you can't get a cheaper family event than the $12 one. So Sunday they start at 1:30. You can be there to see the opening ceremonies, and at 3 p.m. they're going to have a garden tractor pull. Monday is going to be Military Appreciation Day. Starting at 1:30 again, they'll have the rides and events all set to go. And there's free admission with proof of your military service, and that's to thank those that provided military service in the past or are currently serving. At 7, they're going to have a rough truck show. They're going to do figure eights and have half-car races, and it'll be a great time. Tuesday, the truck and tractor pull. Wednesday, comedy night. Thursday is the truck and SUV mudbock, as well as the livestock sale by the 4-H and Future Farmers of America. Friday is the rodeo that we talked about with Brent. You won't want to miss that. And Saturday is the cornhole tournament. So, lots of activities for the fair coming the 19th through the 25th in Brookville. Hi, Sindel, Pat Shea. I am the host of the Contact program here in Dubois, PA, and we're down to the last couple of minutes. I'm sorry for the technical difficulty on getting you on the show, but we're thrilled you could join us. What are you thinking makes your thrill show that you will be involved in such a favorite part of the county fairs that you work at?
Oh, good morning. Truthfully, because I don't think anyone up there has seen anything like this. We're going to have motorcycles running around inside one of those big steel cage. It's quite a thing to see.
Well, that does sound interesting. And I know a lot of my buddies had dirt bikes and they did everything they could, but they were never in a metal cage that I know of. So that will be
something.
Oh, yeah,
it's a lot of practice.
Yes, they'll enjoy that. Is there one performance of yours that always gets the biggest reaction?
So we're actually going to be bringing what's called the Breakaway Sway Pole. It's 65 feet up in the air, and I don't want to give too much away, but it does have a very exciting ending. So if you want to see what happens, you have to come to the fair.
Yes, you got to pay to see it and come in and have a good time. And it sounds like it'll be very worthwhile. Do you have a favorite moment during one of your performances when you can hear the crowd react?
Truthfully, we have so much music going. And like when I say we put on a show, we put on a whole show. We've got music, we've got the bikes. It gets real loud. But one of my favorite parts is probably everyone coming up after the performance just to kind of hang out, because we love to do a meet and greet and, you know, hang out with everybody, take pictures, sign autographs.
That is great. And it's not very often that people get to see professional performers. Do you know what day of the week is going to be your show?
I believe we're doing shows every single night that we are at the fair.
Wow. Well, that is great. So all of our dirt bike enthusiasts in the area, you need to go see Sindel Flores and her pals with her show at the Jefferson County Fair. So, Sindel, I'm sorry we have to cut it a little short because of our time, but thank you so much for joining, and we hope all of our listeners head out to the Jefferson County Fair starting this weekend on the 19th through the 25th. Events every day, and Sindel will be there, and she's going to be available for meet and greet. And I'm sure you look much different in person than you do on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, and folks, don't forget the fair, and thanks for joining us, Sindel. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Day. You're welcome.